RNZ National and Creative New Zealand is calling for more infrastructure projects to include elements of arts and culture. The organisation has made a submission to Te Waihanga New Zealand Infrastructure Commission. The commission is developing a 30-year infrastructure strategy for Aotearoa, and Creative New Zealand says it should consider a percent for art policy as part of that strategy. Well, Creative New Zealand's Senior Manager of Strategy and Engagement, David Pannett, joins me now to explain. Kia ora, David.
Kia ora, Karen. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Oh, very welcome. But is it as complicated as it sounds?
I don't think so. I think sometimes the word infrastructure causes people's eyes to glaze over a bit. Why are we bothering thinking about buildings and the built environment? But yeah, it's a really having arts in public spaces and in our buildings is a really awesome way to connect people with the place that they're living in.
So what is it exactly that you're calling for?
Yeah, so this is a great opportunity we had to submit into that process that the Infrastructure Commission has got going. I think it's easy to overlook the arts sometimes or to neglect the impact that they have on our lives, but we put forward some quite simple tactics that they could think about, including that percent for the art policy, which really just ring fences a percentage of capital budgets and deploys them into great artworks.
Did you give them some examples, like what they could do?
Yeah, exactly. There's quite a few examples around the place, especially we're starting to see more and more of it in new buildings. The Te Hono Airport, new airport in New Plymouth, is an amazing example of using the stories of local Puketapu Hapu to really enrich that building and really tell a story about the place and the land that it stands on. So that's a fantastic example. There's lots of others as well, but that one was, yeah, really spoke to the power that building art into new public buildings can have.
I see. So it's art in buildings, on trains, when you're driving, you're looking around and you're seeing art that's built into the infrastructure.
Absolutely. The State Highway 1, just out of Ellerslie in Auckland, put a project in place to put acoustic barriers along the motorway to stop the noise coming out. But rather than just boring old concrete slabs, they worked with artist Johnson Witahira to really build a story into an awesome design and artwork into those barriers. So not only are they doing their job of keeping the sound out from the neighbours, but they're also telling a story of the place that they're in and inspiring, you know, hundreds of people every day as they drive down the motorway, which is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely true. I'm always in awe of those things. When I see that happening, I think, I wonder who got that across the line. What a great idea.
Exactly. So the policies can help sometimes. That just provides a bit of focus to get the developers and councils thinking about how they build art and creativity into the environment around them. But increasingly, the developers themselves are cottoning onto this too, and they can see the benefits as well of building beautiful art, art that inspires, art that makes people think as well into the functional aspects of our environment too.
So they would come to you after they're looking at a project and perhaps ask your advice about who they might use?
Yeah, there's most of the work happens on the ground, which is fantastic. There's loads of great artists and communities right around the country. So I think sometimes having things like policies and they sound a bit dry and boring, but they can actually open a lot of doors for communities to work together, for architects to work with builders, to work with artists, to work with construction companies. You see a lot of great partnerships happening and a lot of doors being opened for people to work together and to make the world a little bit brighter, a little bit better.
And a wonderful way for an artist perhaps to earn a little bit of extra money as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's so much. I mean, think of that, just that brilliant, they get paid, their work gets seen by hundreds of people every day. Sort of wins all round, really.
So are there any other projects on the go at the moment?
There's heaps happening around the place. It's kind of hard to keep track of all of them, but there's certainly ones that have been happening in Rotorua has a great percent for the arts policy that it's had in place since 2013, which has enabled a lot of regeneration and beautification of spaces around the city. Dunedin has a great policy as well, that when they're putting aside some money in developing a new pop-up library in South Dunedin. So the arts and infrastructure policy they have gave them pause, let them stop and think, and how can we build artists and art workshops and talks and all those sorts of things into that program that the library offered too. So a really great way to just give that extra little bit of encouragement to get some extra work for artists, get some more joy and inspiration amongst the people who live in those places too.
Yeah, and so that's at a local level, local government level, but Te Waihanga New Zealand Infrastructure Commission, are they the governing body?
Yes, they're the new infrastructure commission for the whole country. So they're developing a 30-year infrastructure strategy for Aotearoa, which is massive when you think about all of the buildings and the built environment that we have around the country. So giving direction for that, they talk about infrastructure as being really important to enhance well-being, people's well-being, and cultural well-being is a really important part of well-being too. So we really wanted to let them know that they haven't been thinking about the role of art in the built environment, the role of culture, the role of well-being, build that into the strategy because we know there's so many benefits that come out of it.
So when you say a percent for art, do you mean 1% of... What do you mean by that?
Yeah, that's right. So the way Percent for Art policies and programs kind of work, it kind of ring fences. It sets aside, say if the budget was $100 million for a capital works or infrastructure, then $1 million would be going into to art, either connected to that specific project or happening around it. So it really is just is putting drawing a line around a small portion of money that enables great arts and culture and creativity things to happen.
So what do you think they'll say? Yes?
I hope they'll say yes. Yeah.
Same.
We think we've put forward a good argument, I hope. But, there's quite a lot of the benefits, when people are experiencing them, they're seeing them in the environment, they're taking advantage of those opportunities that come up because of it. That's when the real magic happens. People start to go, oh, yeah, it is good to have things, buildings that look good, make me feel good when I interact with them or work in them or access services in them. It leaves a bit of a legacy as well. It's telling the story of the place or helping to tell the story of the place that it's in. People take more pride in it and where they live in those buildings. There's loads of benefits. So we hope they listen to us because we always think yes.
That's the pitch, but
pretty great.
That's the pitch, but when are they coming back to you to say, yes, David? We agree.
Sooner rather than later, I hope. No, the submissions closed at the start of July, so we squeaked in and got that in there. They're working on assessing all of those now. I understand that they're looking to finalise the infrastructure strategy in September. So, yeah, we're hoping for a good result then.
Oh, great. Well, you get my vote, and thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for explaining it to us.
No problem. My pleasure. Thank you.
When it's been passed, perhaps you could come back and we can congratulate you.
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to let you know how it goes.
Good on you, David. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Karen.